to Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew out of Simpsonville. Next is KM4XMR. That's Bell out of Prosperity. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, to make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Next is Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, out of Asheville. Next is Gus, AA4GH, from Ponta Gorda, Florida. Next is Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro. Next is Scott, KX4YM, from Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next is Mr. James, KD4HEY, from Piedmont. Next is Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, KO4CEF, out of Inman. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha Thu Delta. Alpha Thu Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KHKX. Hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray. This is Ian in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net, and 73 to everyone on the net.
All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, our net control manager, W4DJW. He makes his home in Greer. Dave, thanks for stopping by, sir. I know you've been calling the net quite a bit this week, so I'm glad you're glad you got a break tonight. And I'm glad to help. Next, we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Dave, good to hear you. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ian, KC9BEX, out of Greenville. Ian, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, so I do appreciate you stopping by, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass. And we'll move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Please check me negative and negative, and thanks.
Was right here. Man, recognized Harry. And there was another stationed in there with the double with Harry, but Harry won out. So if you don't hear your call, please just come back to me. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, out of Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. But the other station, please try one more time.
Control, Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out.
All right, we'd like to welcome KC4, let's see, start over, KQ4GIK. That is Mr. Wayne in Hendersonville or Etowah, which is right out the road from me. And Wayne, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Pleasure to check in. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo to hotel, echo to hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Check in, KB2GUN. Good evening, Patrick, to you and the family. You need to be on that. You can check me in and out.
All right. Bill, you in Mills River tonight?
My fault, yes.
Problem, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, out of Mills River, which is just up the road from me a little bit. Bill, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, move up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tucson. We're all be negative and negative. 73 to each one of you.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
4HKX. Patrick, good. Check in. WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew here over by Table Rock. Good evening and happy Easter to you. It's been tonight, 73, sir.
4 OLK.
KO4 OLK. Go ahead.
4 OLK, this is Steve. I'm just a little bit of negative and negative.
Paul is here, and we'll welcome this group in. First on that list is Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he is over there in Tuxedo, which is not too far from me also, up there in North Carolina, and drive through there every morning. And James, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, KO4JKV. That is one of our Monday Night Net controllers, and as far as I know, he will be calling the net tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is April Fool's, so Duncan will be calling the Monday Night Net tomorrow night, so just make sure you stop by and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, and he is down there around Table Rock. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and hope you had a good flight this week, and maybe we can talk this week as we go through. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KO4OLK, down in Greer. And Steven, good to hear you tonight. And I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And I am tripping over my tongue tonight, so please forgive me. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, moving right along. Check in Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio.
Name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me negative, negative also, and hope everybody had a nice Easter.
So 4 HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Would you please log in Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHV. This is Danny down in Greenville. Glad you're holding Ned on this one day that we choose to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Christ. Wish y'all the best at 73s. I'll be negative and negative.
Right, we'll pause here. We'll welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. I do appreciate you stopping by, sir, and I hope you are doing well on this Easter Sunday. And thank you for stopping by and checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4NLR, down there in Greenville. And Jim, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping by also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, down in Greenville. And Danny, good to hear you, and yes, it is a good Resurrection Sunday, and today was an absolutely gorgeous day for that. And I do appreciate you stopping by, sir. Appreciate you checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert and Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down in Piedmont. And Robert, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to check you in. And with that, we're going to move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And, Tom, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful day. And would you please tell her thank you for the gifts she sent home Thursday, as they were both wonderful. And then next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, and I do appreciate that, sir. And I do need to get by there and check up, or just catch up with you. Haven't talked to you much, talked to you in a while, so need to find some time to just stop by one evening. But with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, moving right along. We'll see if we can get any check-ins in. Uniform to Zulu, Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. And my QTH tonight is Greenville, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and Patrick, it's good to hear your voice again. Thank you for calling it.
And please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta. Jan from Traveler's Rest. Check me in and out, please.
We'd like to welcome this fine group in. First on there is Mr. Chandler, KO4WWZ, down, and he makes it home in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you coming by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB out of Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD out of Travelers Rest. And Jan, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, ma'am. I do appreciate that. I think that's the first time I have checked you in, but I do appreciate you stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that, we've made it all the way through the alphabet, one pass. So we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I hope you and Miss Elise and family had a good Easter. Hope everyone on the net did. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. We have no traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey. That's KQ4OJW. Daniel from Seneca. Thank you for calling the net tonight, and happy Easter.
Please check in Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Whiskey Sierra. This is Kevin over here in Etowah. Good evening to Patrick and all those on the net. Happy Easter. Hope everyone had a nice one. We'll be negative this evening, Patrick. 73. Back to net.
We'd like to welcome this fine group in, and to start us off is Mr. Sid, W4IOE out of Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly had a wonderful Easter also. I know it is a beautiful day to be out and enjoying. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the 146.64 net at 8 o'clock right before our net starts, and there's a tone of 91.5 on that. And I know he would love to have you check in over there. And there's several out of our group that do go over there and check in. And there's several that do come from that group and check in. So it's a good help for both of us. And I know Sid would enjoy it, and you would enjoy the net also. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel, KQ4OJW, out of Seneca. And Daniel, you have an excellent signal coming from Seneca. Perfect. Full quality. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KW4KWS, out of Etowah. And Ken, good to hear you tonight. I do appreciate you stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Eugene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Long pause. We'll assume we've got everybody. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? About that, I got a little ahead of myself. This is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. But I don't have anyone down for RAG 2 tonight, so have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, I'll send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night. And I hope everyone had a happy Easter and enjoy. KO4HKX, clear.
4WWZ, KI4LCI. Tag KI4LCI.
JBQ.
4LCI, you just missed the net.
Miss Finette, but I've been here the whole time. I've been attempting something on my phone, and it kept fighting me, and I got engrossed in that and distracted in that for the last probably 35, 40 minutes. I had everything all tuned up and ready to jump in there. It wasn't my turn, so I was delayed, and then Donna called me for something, and, you know, I got pulled away, so it happens. Not often, but it happens. KK4, JPQ.
Well, see, if you had been there a little bit sooner, you might have kept going a little bit longer, but there was nobody else to rag to, so he turned in his net report, and that's it.
I have tried, and you know, Andy, you've watched the days go by. I have tried to keep the net going and allow time for people who, for unavoidable reasons, are delayed. It's not that they choose to be there at a quarter of 10, but that's when they can be there. And so, to keep it open, just talked about any old thing and every old thing. It's kind of fun, you know, but I've been the only one to do that. The net is a place where people can gather and talk about things. It's not exactly an open forum. When you open the microphone and talk into it, a lot of people, and you'll never know how many, are listening. But you just don't say things that are personal or certain topics that are controversial or make people go gaga, you know? Oh, dear. But that leaves open a lot of things that people can discuss. But there seems to be little interest in that. I have, you know, a few net control operators actually have thanked me for making an effort to keep the net open. For those who are going to check in later or maybe try. Well, but tonight I just wasn't able. Another thing got in the way. Anyway, Andy, it's good to hear you and to talk with you. How was your day today?
Well, see, you wouldn't believe who I heard on here just a while ago, and I ain't heard him in a little bit, a while. KO4WWZ Chandler heard him in here just a little bit ago, and I ain't heard him in a little bit.
A few months, I suppose. Yeah. So, did he check in without a problem, and what did he have to say?
He checked in okay. Have you been on the buyer's website lately to see that we was discussing, some of us in the past discussing, the middle of next month?
Not. I'm not on that website very often, but, so what have I missed?
I was telling Chandler about earlier. He's someone, even more so than we, like myself, who's been around this, even if it's just received for decades at a time, but he always enjoys these field day events and things like that. Well, I told him about it, what was on the buyer's website about that down there at the equestrian place down there, where there's going to be kind of a mini-type field day-type setup down there. The way it says on the website, and I was curious myself to know if you're going to make it there, and I was telling him about it. I know last year, when we done the winter field day over there, Chandler showed showed up, and he enjoyed that a lot, and I was telling him about it here earlier.
Hey, 4PQA.
Did he make it sound like that he was going to be there? I'm not sure what the date is. Sounds like a decent place to have this, but I can't remember the date.
Well, you're down there at Greenwood. You're coming to check into the net, but the net's already secured, it has.
Copy that, Andy. This is KA4PQA in Greenwood. How long, Andy, has the net been over?
Still on for an hour before the net. I was all ready to do this, and then I got pulled into something that completely consumed me and drug me away from my station. It happens, I suppose. Doesn't happen to me that often, but it happens to everybody, I guess. KK4JBQ.
Y'all need to try that again, y'all double.
I was wondering for how long the net had been secured.
One more comment. Larry, I appreciate you coming on over tonight. I'm very new. I always give a negative, but I always monitor. And I found that I can truly learn a lot from you people who stay on for the rag to you, and I appreciate it. I've learned a great deal from you guys. I just want to say thank you, sir. KQ4NHBL.
Listen to him, and as far as the net goes, I think close to 10 minutes, I think. KI4LZI, Friday. Go ahead and respond to him.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you. And I suppose there are people out there that I'll never understand or even present, you know, the ones that are down in the weeds. I used to be like that when I first got my license. I recall that I made a promise to myself that until I got comfortable with things, holding the microphone for one thing and opening my mouth, that I would keep my head down. And that was a way for me to crawl out, to tell you the truth. When I felt a little more comfortable, I made my initial comment to this net, to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My initial comment was that I've been out here in the weeds, and I thought that I would just stick my head up long enough to tell you that I'm here. Well, that was over 10 years ago. And slowly you walk out of the forest into the daylight, I guess. And I think it's a fine net, and I'm proud to be able to contribute to it when I can. And it's more than a number, because you can start thinking like, and this is wrong thinking now. I can tell you for a fact it's wrong thinking. No net control just wants to pile up the numbers. They're genuinely interested in contacting people. And it's sort of, you know, for the ones of us who are getting older, it's sort of a, you know, I'm here. I'm still alive. You know, you take a count, a head count, every once in a while, don't you? So we can do that every day. We can do that. And if we have a notion to, we can go to a ham fest and meet people we've never seen in person, we've talked to for years. I've done that, and it's a marvelous experience. Anyhow, I'm privileged to be here. I know that. KK4JBQ.
I don't mean to tie you up or hold you. But like I say, I learn a lot by sitting here not saying anything, and I have. But you did say something a while ago that I'd like to ask you a question. I'm sure if you don't mind.
Answer, I'll try.
Yes, sir. Hey, I've come to learn the only way you're going to learn anything is to ask. So earlier you said people bringing up topics that others don't particularly like to hear. And again, I'm new. Could you elaborate on that a little bit before I get on the mic and stick my foot in my mouth and irritate people?
I was alluding to are, you know, generally speaking, the topics that don't ordinarily promote the hobby. Topics that can pretty soon wind up into a big ball of wax that nobody's agreeing about anything and everyone's concerned with, you know. Maybe politics is one. It's just shy of inappropriate to discuss politics on the net. And the reason being is that you might find three or four people who agree with you and 47 that don't. And it can boil over. So politics is one. Religion is another, and it's largely for the same reason. You can find a few people that agree with you, but many more who have a different idea about things. So, it's sort of a gentleman's agreement to refrain from getting mired into a topic that can disturb people. And the consternation kind of can spill over, and people can get upset. And all you have to do is keep your hand off that microphone, you know, walk away from it. And that's against the general reason for this net to exist, and that is to bring people together. And where we can agree, where we can exchange information that is useful, then that's what the net is for, and not particularly for topics that are divisive or that no one can seem to agree on. You know, politics and religion is a couple of them. It's not to say that if you have a strong belief that you can't say, if within your church you're accustomed to calling one another brother or sister, and you want to call somebody brother with that same note of intent, feel free to do that. If you know what I'm saying, you can dip your toe in, but to get in a full-fledged disagreement with somebody is just counterproductive. Have I gone far enough with that? Have I explained myself? KK4JBQ. So still working? Is anyone listening? KK4JBQ.
You're doing fine. I'm still here too myself. I'm just letting you explain it to them. You can do probably better explain it to someone that's brand new and hadn't listened before it got licensed than I could.
Something that didn't set well. Didn't mean to. This is not an open forum. It's really not intended to be an open forum. There's certain matters of decorum and, you know, proper language and, you know, stuff like that that you have to insist on. And it's not a place to have heated discussions. You can have that face-to-face. That's where it's most productive if any production is going to happen, face-to-face with somebody. There may be a phone call. You know, it's private then. I've discussed things on the phone with other hands that I wouldn't have had that conversation over the air because, again, it's not appropriate. For one thing, it might involve private matters. And that person might not feel that they could speak openly on the air, you know, I don't blame anybody that might be a little bashful to bring up certain topics on the air. Well, I have a strong faith, a strong religion, and I share that with people where I know can have any chance at all to be productive. You know, throwing seed on rocky ground, you don't get much of a crop. That's in scripture. KK4JBQ.
Anybody else that wants to come back in here, come on in. KR4LZI. It's not just us two. If anybody else wants to, come on.
You're doing a good job of explaining things to us, so I'll say we let him keep going with it. KR4QLG.
Good to hear you in there. I didn't know you was there, but I don't wanna. I have to be careful, you know. I'm not like Blair to the degree that I can get in here and rank 2 hours out of time on just anything, but certain things I can, and if I ain't careful, I'll be in here for 2 or 3 hours on those certain things.
K4JBQ. Well, thank you, Chris. You know, I didn't mean to say anything that what should I say? I don't think I said anything inappropriate. I don't think I said anything that's against the rules that the FCC requires us all to obey. Refraining from politics, refraining from religion, those are the big two. If I'm not mistaken, there was a question on the first exam I ever took, the technician exam, which made it, you know, made it clear that that's frowned upon, and to a certain extent, you know. And the correct answer was, it suggested that you keep certain things close to your vest. And you can be plain where you need to be plain. But to carry on a conversation for half an hour about a subject that is contentious, it's counterproductive, you know. This is not a place to convince anybody of anything. For one thing, it's not duplex. When you have a thought, you can't, if we were face to face, you could say, well, now, whoa, just a minute there, just a minute. But you can't get my attention that way. As long as I got this button down, unless you're sitting right on top of the repeater and you can override me that way. It is simplex in that regard. Two people cannot talk at once and be understood. So, because of that very thing, we have to have the give and the take in a conversation. I can sit here and hold this key down, as long as I identify as I should, for the next 20 minutes. And unless you can talk over me, that is, as far as the strength of your signal to the repeater, and break in over me, I've got it until I let go. So it just comes down to courtesy. That's what it is. And I try to have about as much courtesy as I've ever seen anyone give. I admire people with courtesy. KK4JBQ.
I agree with all that, and I do know that those of us who don't talk very much, or hardly ever, most of us don't have a problem keeping politics and religion and all that type of stuff off the air. off there in Wayne's.
KK4JBQ. That's true, Chris, and there have been a few exceptions. And I suppose it's tempting to imagine that you can just carry on a conversation about anything here. That's tempting. However, well, it's like the what I suggested earlier was a parable from Scripture about casting your seed. If you're planting and you cast your seed on rocky ground, you're not going to grow much. So just be aware of that. And to follow on, there have been on a rare occasion now, and maybe you were here to hear this, whoever I'm talking to, perhaps you were here to listen to this and perhaps you weren't, but at least one or two occasions when the idea of discussing a controversial topic was issued to the net control operator. And it was made plain that there are certain things that we refrain from getting deep into the weeds about, because we know there's not really a chance to come to any agreement. If you don't foresee that you might be able to present a reasonable point of view or a reasonable argument, for that matter, then why start the whole thing? This isn't the only communication device we have. We have face-to-face communications, for instance, and that's when you can go toe-to-toe to someone who might disagree with you. And that's where, if you talk things out, one person to another, you might be able to convince a person of your point of view. And you walk away knowing one another better, and perhaps maybe you made a friend that day. But that's not what this opportunity here, that's not what this is all about. This is about, well, to take a little bit away from Christmas time, this is for glad tidings. And talking about things that have wide appeal. And, you know, for instance, this time of year, people are planting. If they grow anything, they're planting. And if, Andy knows this. He's been around a lot longer than I have. But there used to be a time when hams would come on and they would discuss when they would dare, what time they would dare to put seeds in the ground. Hoping, of course, that it would be past that point of an unexpected cold snap or a frost. It can grow up out of the ground and be 2 inches high and then get a frost and everything's gone. So that kind of thing, and then how the garden is growing long down through the year, you know. And then when it came time to harvest, how good was your harvest? So those are the kind of things that I have followed in the past and really enjoyed. Even when it's grass cutting time, you know, and people talk about their new lawnmower. Oh, I'm interested in that. I don't mow lawns, but I used to when I was a kid. I know what it's about. And I just enjoy listening to other human beings talk about what interests them. I talk about what interests me. And try to stay away from things that could cause people to get hot and bothered about, you know, anything. There are many more opportunities. Most especially, I think, face-to-face or a phone call, a private phone call. That's probably best. I'll turn it back to you, Andy. KK4JBQ.
I heard someone when we first started in there Dublin with you. Whoever's in there Dublin, come on, KI4LCI5ID. Hit the dino early part of your signal there, so I thought for sure someone was Dublin with you. You're right, I've heard all kinds of things about fishing, camping, growing gardens from many different people. Especially on this repeater here over the decades, even before I had my license. And plenty about, you know, what the hobby's about, like frequencies, ham fest, or like we was discussing earlier, that sometime in the middle part of next month, it's on the website, down on the left part under the activities thing, but I don't have the... plastered in my memory exactly when that date is, other than it's middle part of next month, and it's over there at the equestrian place over there on the back part of Traveler's Rest over there where you go down that, what's that road they called it? I know how to go these roads, but I don't really know their names. Old... Doggone, I can't remember the name of it. Hopefully it's on the website how to get there, I hope.
Oh, Larry, I remember well that first topic you're referring to. And another topic you started talking about, the people planting their seeds and stuff. That's kind of the way I see this. I see this forum of information as... I believe you use the word also, an exchange of information. It's just that I don't have that gift of gab, so I don't join in on many conversations. It usually has to be something that I'm either very well informed about or have a lot of passion about, or just know a lot about a topic for me to jump in and join in on a conversation because I don't have that gift of gab. I mainly just listen. But that increases my knowledge at the same time. And there's so many different topics that are discussed over there, waves. Especially on these nets. So many. I just enjoy listening more so than trying to choose my words and convey them the way that I mean them.
KK4JBQ. Well, you know, I think right there is as much as I've ever heard you say it one time. And it was my pleasure to sit here and listen. You make some good points there. It's kind of a slippery slope, though, because if you're net control operator and you start a rag chew with someone during that time in the net, you might open up by saying, so how was your day? That's innocent, isn't it? How was your day? Well, it might not have had much to do with amateur radio. I say that because I have felt guilty in the past by, you know, the simple fact, if you've listened for the last few months, I've been involved in a project that, and that project has been a challenge to me. It continues to be a challenge. And I'm learning the details about how to properly do this thing that I want to do. But it doesn't involve antennas or radios or exams for greater license privileges, you know. Well, so I felt a little guilty about that, but it is what I have been doing. And when someone speaks during RACCHU, there are just a couple of topics you want to stay away from. We've already talked about that. It's not a place where you can have a sufficient debate. If you understand the process of a debate, it's one person having an opinion and the other person having a slightly different opinion. That's the easiest one as an example. So they go back and forth, and at any one time, you might have somebody say, well, you know, I think you have a point there. I think you've got a good point there, and I just had never thought about it that way. And that's when the debate settles down, and you come to an agreement. That's the best outcome, the best result. But you could have people just fly back and forth, getting hotter and hotter. On a certain topic and never come to any agreement. Well, that's a lot of time that other people who have not had a chance and will not have a chance if a debate begins, not have a chance to put in their 2 cents worth. Sometimes RACCHU is called roundtable, and in that event, it's a little more formal. Andy's familiar with what I'm talking about. He's done a little bit of it tonight. So if you end what you're saying and you're aware of the rotation, then you welcome the next person. It's your time to speak, you know, the next person's time to speak. And that's a round table. It's a little more organized. RACCHU is just whenever there's not someone talking, somebody else jumps in. KK4JBQ.
Poor LZI, just like when you and I, Larry, we talk about the old stuff that's on archive.org about the old, when it's the 78s, the 33 and the 3rd, the 45s, and the short-lived 16s that got tore up real bad. You know, I can spend quite a bit of time just talking about that. Just from what I listen on archive about Roy Acuff, Bill Monroe, Little Jimmy Dickens, Red Foley, and many others. Go ahead, Chris.
Max, we heard a few of those conversations, especially when Chad was getting on there frequently. Kind of miss those conversations a little bit. But I still hear them. And the topics do still change, like what you're talking about, Larry, away from radio stuff. I think the radio stuff, everybody that is licensed can maybe not get into the conversation, but enjoy hearing the conversation going on. And as long as it's not political or religious, just about everybody that is licensed hands, they can also learn or join into the conversation or just listen to the conversation and enjoy it without speaking. But that organization of the round table, I've noticed it, but I haven't heard it explained that way. And it does tend to go a lot smoother when that takes place. I'm fairly new at this ham stuff. New at the talking side of it, definitely. But, see, I picked up a little bit of information that I knew about as far as the round table goes, but have never heard it explained. And just that little bit of information increases my knowledge more so than it seems like to other people.